Welcome back to Surviving Girlhood. It's officially 2025 when you're hearing this.
Woohoo!
We are a quarter of the way through the century. Wow. I was going to say decade, but it's the century.
Halfway through a decade.
Not quite. Wait, yes, we are! I'm thinking 25. What are you about? As in, yes, I'm 25. Yes, I hear that.
Is a quarter through it? What's it called? Not a decade. Century.
Quarter through the century.
Wow. So this source of the year, me and Emily will turn 21. Wow.
Scary stuff, guys. Scary stuff. I mean, business as usual round here. We're going to kick it off with our words of the week.
Our words of the week.
Do you want me to start or you?
You know what? You can start.
How kind. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want a particular smell. I feel like I vary my perfumes too much. I don't have a perfume that is associated with myself. I change them too often. That I'd like to, this year, find my scent that is the one that I like and
that's
I will wear.
One.
Thank you.
I would argue you have a scent.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
See, whenever I smell that Red Temptation.
Yeah.
Or, like, just a vanilla-y kind of pomegranate scent.
Oh,
I always think
interesting, interesting. Okay.
I used to have a scent. And then I ran out of the bottle. And I never repurchased. Maybe that's my sign I should repurchase.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it was that Kendall's and Oud perfume. And I used to wear it all the time.
Yeah.
And I remember I had multiple people, like, Yaz used to always say to me, my friend, she'd be like, you smell just like that.
Wow.
Like, this is, when I think of that, this, like, when I smell this perfume, I think of you.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that's really kind.
Maybe it's time to rebuy.
Yeah, I think so. But then I also could never tell if it really stuck on me.
Yeah.
Or if it was like, I don't know. Yeah. My want this year, or week, sorry, is a jacket. Like, I feel like I really struggle with jackets.
Yep, I hear that.
I think jackets are really hard because it's like, I want 20,000 jackets. I want, like, a buffer jacket, love it. But then I also want, like, Emily got that Sainsbury's jacket you got with the big lapels. A really nice suit jacket. Want one like that. A long one. And then I also want, it's like, that's basically like a trench, but a thick, like, wool material. Then I also want that in a cropped version. Also wouldn't mind a really cool leather jacket or a baseball jacket.
Yeah.
Also wouldn't mind a really big puffer coat, like, that goes down to your waist with, like, not your waist, your hips, with a massive hood. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I hear that.
I'm just really struggling to decide what kind of jacket I want to buy because I can't buy all of them.
Yeah, but I feel like having a good few staple jackets is really key.
Yeah.
Having an outfit and not sure what jacket to wear is the most frustrating thing ever.
Yeah, especially when you live in England.
Yeah.
You have to wear a jacket.
Okay. I am obsessed with seeing people's end of year dumps.
Really?
I've really been enjoying scrolling through them.
Yeah.
My feed is quite full at the minute, which is rare because I feel like Instagram pushed more like ads recently.
Mm.
I'm getting a lot more ads, but I'm really enjoying people's dumps. Scrolling through my Instagram and actually seeing normal people. And I've been enjoying it. It's really, really been quite nice. I haven't personally done one. Maybe not just yet. Maybe I still have time, but I haven't done one yet, but I've been enjoying everyone else's.
Yeah.
So. If you've done a dump, thanks. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate.
What are you obsessed with?
Just to put on the dump.
Go on.
I've just been looking on Instagram and seen a couple. I'm really enjoying it as well, actually.
Yeah?
Because it's nice to look at people's highlights of their year.
Yes, it is.
But equally, I think, I don't know what I would put in my dump.
No.
So I was looking through my camera and I was like, this year, I've not been slaying on my camera. Any night out to go on, don't seem to. I remember every morning I wake up and I literally don't have any pictures.
Yeah.
Or, like, I just don't seem to really have that many pictures. And if I get a good picture, they're quite rare, so I'll pop it on Instagram.
Yeah, so you actually haven't got enough left to dump.
Yes, precisely. I'm obsessed with Pinterest again.
Nice!
Or my Shark Flex style.
Yes. Good two there.
Yeah.
Can you pick one for the week?
Shark Flex style.
I thought you might have went that way.
Yeah.
Is it really, really been compelling? Some good hairstyles.
It's good, yeah. I've just been using it. It is good. I like it. I think I've mainly used the curl bit.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed that. My only thing would say is that I tried to use the roll brush.
Yep.
The one that has a head like that. But I think feel like when I pull it down, I feel like I'm pulling out my hair. I don't know if I've got it on too high of a setting, too powerful of a setting. I don't know if it's what I'm doing wrong.
The key with the brush is you don't wrap all your hair around it and then pull. Is that what you've been doing?
Yes.
Yeah, that will pull your hair out.
So
you have to like flick, like at the top of your hair, flick it round and pull, and the hair will kind of like loop itself around. Yeah.
Interesting.
We can have a trial run later if you'd like.
Yeah, please.
Fabulous. Nice. I am recommending music in the morning.
I was going to say that.
No way. Really?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
That's interesting.
Because I was telling Lydia about it, our friend Lydia, and her friend Izzy on Christmas Eve. They were saying about how they always put music on in the mornings when they're at Stables.
That's and so I was strange.
Like, me and Emily always listen to music, obviously, on our way to work.
Yeah.
And I said as well, in the mornings before Emily picks me up, I always listen to some music.
Yeah. Well, I want to be doing it first thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, like music as my alarm, even. Mm. I just think it's really good for a boost in the morning. Yeah.
I would love one of those alarm clocks that you like. Blurts out a song.
Yeah, same.
What song would you choose if you had to choose one?
I would probably, well, I feel like you'd get sick of the songs, but if I needed waking up, if this was an urgent alarm, I'd do Kiwi by Harry Styles. She walked away through a cheap pack of cigarettes. Boom. First thing in the morning.
That's a good
That would wake you up.
I would do, I'm obsessed with Amy Winehouse. Absolutely love her.
But do you think that would wake you up?
Well, I think Valerie.
Yeah.
That like.
Okay.
Smith. Or I think some kind of, I know what you mean, some kind of.
Yeah, you need
maybe
a
like a
1975
sound.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you need a boogie in the morning.
Yeah. I want to wake up and shimmy my shoulders out of bed.
What are you recommending?
I would recommend taking that leap with your hair.
Nice.
You know, you went blonde.
Yeah.
That was both this year.
Yeah.
Wow. I've gone a bit red. I think we know people that have cut their hair shorter.
Yeah.
And it looks fabulous. I just think taking the leap with your hair.
Do it.
Worst case scenario, you don't like it, your hair grows. Like, you can dye it back to your natural colour. Like, it's not the worst.
It's not the end of the world.
No. Life goes on.
World keeps turning.
LIFEGOESON.
Brilliant, the song. Okay, my dumb moment was a little bit of a random one. I feel dumb because I went to the Trafford Centre yesterday. When I say yesterday, I mean the 30th of December. What kind of a psychopath does that? Yeah. It was horrific. It was so busy. All the sales were on, so everything in the shops was rubbish. I went looking for an outfit for New Year's Eve, and there was absolutely nothing anywhere. It was awful. It was busy, and it took me 20 minutes to get out of the car park. And I saw this guy, really randomly, my phone must be listening to me, on TikTok, who said it took him 3 hours to get out of the Trafford Centre. Now, I think he was being dramatic, but he did say he was on the top floor car park right at the other end. Thought, wow, took me 20 minutes to
and
get out
I
of the car park.
I guess if he was leaving at a peak time, like 5 o'clock, everyone's going to be leaving. You've got the people leaving work as well.
And there was a football match on.
Bloody hell.
So it was hell. Yeah. So I feel really dumb for making that choice.
You know what? I can't even really commemorate
no,
that because that is a bad choice.
It was a bad choice, yeah. Unfortunately, I'm just going to have to own it and move on.
Yeah.
You did anything dumb this week?
I was saying to Dominic, I've had a bit of a silly week, honestly. I feel like I'm trying to embrace, you know when you're kind of like embracing your personality a bit more?
Yeah.
And just kind of trying to, I don't know, like if you do a dumb thing, it's just like, oh well.
Yeah.
You know what I did do? Wrote an email to someone the other day, wrote the wrong name at the top of it, which is just really embarrassing. So I was just saying thank you. I was like, hi, such and such. It's like saying, the woman was sat next to me who I was speaking to. So I was saying, hi, Emily, but it was meant to go to Sarah. So I put, hi, Emily, thanks so much for this. I hope you had a lovely Christmas. Thanks, Eliza. But then I had to reply, but haha, so sorry, Sarah. I meant Sarah.
I'm sorry, but I hate it when people do that.
Yeah.
Someone called me Emma on an email, and I just thought, you know what, my name is in my email address. Sorry to be that person, Eliza, but that would have really really ruined my day.
Well, it's like
I hope you feel bad now. Poor Sarah.
But it's like Emma's a bit different because did she think your name was Emma?
Yeah, but my name is in my email.
Yeah.
Okay, so you weren't. It wasn't like an incorrect way of calling her.
No.
You
it
just
wasn't.
Said
yeah,
the
it,
fully
it was
wrong
completely
name.
Different. I just said the wrong name because I was talking to this woman as I was writing it.
Yes.
Just thinking about our conversation. Thinking about what she just told me about her Christmas, writing this email.
And you actually
and
put her name.
Yeah, so, I just put her name at the top.
That's not as bad. That's not as bad. But,
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That was harsh.
Yeah, that was a bit harsh, but it's quite raw for me. It happened recently. Someone called me Emma over email and, God, really annoyed me.
Yeah, my biggest pet peeve is when is Elisa.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it when people ask you how to pronounce your name.
Yeah, same.
I really appreciate that.
I get that.
It's really lovely. Like, I've had quite a few people be like, which way is it? I'm like, thank you. You are the stars of our years.
Yeah.
Like, you are making my day.
You are making the effort.
Yeah.
Speaking of the 1975, my song of the week is Looking for Somebody to Love.
What a tune!
Looking for somebody to love. That would be a good alarm song. It is a good one.
I have you listened to much of SZA's new album?
No, got to, haven't yet.
So I've got two songs of the week, both off some SZA's album. First one is called BMF.
Yep.
Second one is called Scorsese Baby Daddy.
Lovely.
And I was with our friend Tash, who's been on the podcast from work. I was about to say the town. And we'd gone out last weekend, stayed over at theirs, and I was like, oh, can you tell Google to put on Scorsese Baby Daddy? For some reason, she wasn't really registering what I was saying. She was like, Google, put Stacey's Baby Daddy on. I was like, no, Scorsese. And then it's like, Stacey's mom.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm like, blasting. And I'm like, put Scorsese Baby Daddy on. And it's like, okay, Blake's Stacey's mom. And you're like, no, it's Scorsese.
I feel like it is a random name if you don't know the song.
Yeah, and I don't really know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Scorsese?
Yeah, Scorsese. Yeah. As in the...
Michael Scorsese.
Yeah. Scorsese, yeah. Scorsese.
Is that his name, Michael?
I'm not too sure. Okay, that was our words, ladies.
So, we're going to discuss some, like, New Year bits and bobs.
On theme. We're going to go New Year's vibes.
So our first one is our goals for the year.
Okay. One that I...
Okay.
It's okay.
You go ahead.
I've got this.
You go.
One that I'd like to do more of next year is see more live shows.
Yeah.
So concerts, theatre. I'd like to go to the theatre more. Not quite live, but I'd like to go to the cinema more.
Yeah.
Things like that I'd like to do more of because I actually love going to the theatre, but I never go. So I'd like to do that a little bit more.
Yeah, I would like to go to more underground music artists.
Would
you? Know
you?
What I mean?
Yeah, on little
like
stages.
Whenever we go to see Mahalia, I love it.
Yeah.
And I love how like kind of almost intimate the show is with her.
Yeah, because it's a small crowd.
Yeah. Like, you know how Blue's Kitchen in Manchester, they do like productions.
Yeah.
I would love to go to more of them. Like, look, I know it's coming. It's like, oh my God, that's tonight.
Yeah.
Should we just go to that one? Like, the gospel choirs and stuff, like, I think that... Because you went to one, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. It was really good.
That looks really good. My goals for the year is... I was just telling Emily. Christmas Day, went for a run.
That is revolutionary.
I'm just
going
to click myself.
Yeah, clicks to that. That was impressive. Nice.
The reason was, guys, I was hungover from Christmas Eve and woke up at about 7:30, which is ridiculous for Christmas Day. And so I wake up. And my mum and dad were chatting downstairs. So I went downstairs and was chatting to them. My dad was like, oh, we're going to go for a run. And my mum and dad used to like do a lot of half marathons and marathons. But they now go really slow running because of my mum, because she can't run fast anymore. So they'll go for like a very slow jog. Like, my mum has to keep her heart rate under 120 beats per minute.
Right.
You don't realise how slow that is. Like, you can literally walk at the same speed.
Right.
So like, why don't you come up? We're going to go for a run with the dog. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go, yes, we're out my hangover. I went, guys. I came back and I was sick twice. So, I mean, it did get out my hangover.
I forgot about that.
That should have been my dumb moment.
Oh, hell.
It did get out my hangover, that was for sure. But I was very shook up after.
Oh, God.
So that was that. And then yesterday evening, I got in from work and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go for a run. And I went for a run. You know what I did today? as well with my mum. I went for a run. I ran 2.5 miles before.
Wow.
That's not very far, but I was very proud of myself.
That's almost a 5K.
Yeah.
Wow, very impressive.
About 4K, I think.
Wow.
I was happy with that.
Yeah.
And because last year, do you remember when I bought myself running trainers and I said to myself I was going to get into running?
Yeah.
The only thing I've done in those trainers is walk.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what, I'm actually going to like stop being a wet wipe and get into running because I really enjoy it. And then partly because I was telling Emily before, our friend Leah, who's come on the podcast, she lives with Tasha from work. She has signed up to the city that we work in, it's more like a big town, does this triple. And you sign up for a 10K, half marathon, and a marathon, guys. So the 10K is like March time, half marathon's about May, marathon's in October. And I'm really debating signing up for it.
You know what? If I think having a challenge and a target is always
the only thing that's put me off is the marathon.
Yeah.
Because I told my dad, and my dad laughed at me. And he went, I'm really sorry. He was like, I love you. He said, but I don't think you can run a marathon. I was like, that hurts.
But it's still till October.
Exactly, it's 10 months' time.
Yeah.
And I said, I was like, you know, Tom, obviously my brother did an Ironman in September. He took 9 months to train for his Ironman.
Yeah.
And he'd ran marathons before that, so he was fine with the running, but the swimming and the cycling, basically to learn how to swim.
Yeah.
So I told my granddad before, and my granddad told me I should do it. And none was spoken, so I might do that.
Yeah. Mm. I think if you want to set something as a challenge, then
you need
go
to pay for it.
Yeah.
Because once you've paid the money, because it's like £127.
Well, that's not
that bad. No, because you get like free clothes and you get.
Yeah.
But like, you know, when you paid that money, it's like if you do the 10K, it's like, well, I've got to do the half marathon
exactly.
now because I paid £127.
The good checkpoints, you know, having that 10K, having that half marathon, as long as you can do both of those, you're kind of on track to doing the marathon.
And you can train through the summer.
Exactly.
And it's kind of like by, so I can do almost 5K now. So by the end of Jan, I'd hopefully be able to do 8K, 10K.
Yeah.
And then
by March, you'll be flying.
By March, I'll be able to do marathon and a half marathon.
Yeah.
And then if that's when the 10K is. You know, so I'm really debating it, guys. That's
I think
one
it's
of my
a good
goals.
Idea. Yeah.
That's one of my goals for the year. Maybe I can rope Emily into running.
Yeah, maybe. Don't sign me up for the marathon, but maybe I'll give running a go.
Yeah.
Okay. Something we want to accomplish this year. Now, I fear we've touched on this, but it's okay. We can think of some more. I'd like a new hobby.
Running!
I knew you were going to say that. No, I'd like something else. I'd like something I can do with my time, like after work. I don't know what it's going to be yet.
Crocheting?
Yeah, but then,
knitting?
Then I'm a proper granny.
No, because you're knitting yourself clothes.
Yeah,
you can
maybe.
Knit yourself jumpers.
Maybe. It's probably not a bad one. I don't know. I'm going to think on it, but I'd like a new hobby. Maybe I'll try out a couple of different things and then figure out which one I like the most.
What kind of thing are you thinking? Thinking something like you can do in front of the TV?
Like or... a skill, yeah. Some kind of skill that I can do, whether it be an instrument or knitting, or even like cooking, getting better at cooking, trying new recipes. But only for things that I do all the time, like getting a recipe book and trying some new things, maybe. I don't know. I haven't decided what it'll be yet, but I'd like to do something.
Hmm.
We can circle back on that one. Maybe I'll try a new hobby every month or something. But
that could be cool.
I don't know yet. I'll figure it out. But by the end of the year, I'd like to have something in motion.
Yeah, something that you can show for your year.
Exactly,
evening.
Yeah.
I actually think knitting's a great show.
It's not a bad show, no.
My friend Francesca, she started knitting and crocheting. She's now knit herself a jumper.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's a really nice jumper.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy knits anymore.
Yeah.
You buy buttons and you make yourself a cardigan in a month.
Yeah.
Like, you can make scarves. Like, when it's someone's birthday, you don't need to buy anything. Just make them a scarf.
Yeah, that's true.
You can make hats. Think of when you have children. When someone we know as a child, you can make them a full knitted tracksuit.
Yeah, that's true.
That would be really cute.
Maybe I'll give that a go.
Yeah. Something I would like to accomplish this year... I would like to read more.
Yep.
That's something I really want to do because I've read about three books
that I'm reading that I had to pick up the iPad. I can't remember what it's called. Twisted Love.
Oh,
I am about 50 pages in and I'm quite enjoying
nice
it.
Bookmark.
I got a new bookmark for Christmas. It has my name on it.
He has a heart of ice, but for her, he'd burn the world.
Yeah, and it's kind of like Harry's family.
That's really sweet.
It's kind of... a lot going on. Like, there's the main story, but a couple of side stories that are kind of starting at the same time, which I'm quite liking.
Keeping me engaged.
Yes, Twisted Love, Twisted Games. It's a series. There's right. 4 books, I believe. But yeah, I'm really trying to knuckle down and read that.
Mm.
So I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. I mean, I finished The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Excellent.
I loved
book.
That.
Yeah.
I've not started Ugly Love yet. They're both reads Emily gave me.
Yeah.
What else? I would just like to read more. Like, I'd like to read a series.
Yeah.
Instead of reading, like, one book one and then book. Struggling to get into the next. I know, obviously, you read the first book of ACOTAR.
Yes.
And you weren't.
I wasn't a big ACOTAR fan.
I think I may
no.
need to borrow that to read the first book.
Yep. Apparently, the second book is the best.
Right.
But, yeah, couldn't quite get on board. Because apparently the second book is more of a story. And if you can get past the fantasy, it's better. Now, this first book is, you know, you're fully introduced to this fantasy world. Mm. A lot going on, lots of creatures, lots of magic. Yeah. Not really my vibe. And I've decided I'm actually not going to continue the series. But Neve is.
Yeah.
Neve's going to read the second book. So we'll see how it goes.
I think it's got so many good reviews.
It has, yeah, it has. So it's just not my thing. But yeah. I think they must be good books.
They must do. It comes a lot of... There's a lot of good reviews from people who aren't fantasy readers.
Yeah.
Who've got into it and really... Like Sophia Tuxford.
Yeah.
From the Girls Bathroom podcast, she read it. That's how we found it. She yeah. read it and loved it, and she'd never read a fantasy book before.
And Chloe Burrows as well, she's yeah. been reading it.
It's a big series in the girl world.
Yeah, it is.
One of my other goals was obviously running. Mm-hmm. Career goals, they're not as interesting. Yeah, I think that's about it. I would just like, as I said, I'd like to push myself out of my comfort zone more.
Yeah.
That's the aim of the year, I think.
Yeah. Do you want to know something I would like to achieve this year? My headstand in yoga. You know, yeah. like, from the wide stance kicking up into the headstand?
Yeah.
Wow, that would be good.
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to do that and just have the full strength to be able to just kick myself up and have that headstand.
I might fold off from that and say I want to do a handstand.
Nice.
I want to be able to do a handstand on demand.
Mm-hmm. And hold it.
Yeah.
That's the key.
At least for a minute.
Yeah. For a minute? Bloody hell, that's quite a long time.
Maybe 30 seconds. Yeah. I always say I want to get my splits as well. Because I'm ever so close.
Should we work on our splits this year?
Yes, but we're going to say it right
now. I'll shake on that one. We are actually physically shaking hands right now. I would also like to do that. I kind of forgot about that, but that would be a brilliant one.
I feel like every year I say that to myself.
Well, we'll just do it together.
Yeah, because that's the thing, guys. A goal does not have to be accomplished in the year you make it.
A goal shared? Wait, a goal shared is a goal halved. I don't think that's the right saying.
It makes sense.
A problem shared is a problem halved.
I thought that's what you were going on.
Anyway, try my best.
But... Resolutions are going to be the same
thing. I
feel
like that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Have we got an achievement of the year? I'm actually going to say, our yoga classes.
Yes.
I think starting
we're really
yoga,
shocked by that.
We have loved it. It's been a real... That is a hobby that I've really enjoyed. I'd like another one of them, please. Another one. Thank you. Yeah.
I just wish we could be more consistent with our yoga classes.
Yeah.
Because our issue is that... Obviously, they're set times. We can't really move them to fit us.
Yeah.
And we're working, like, 9 to 5. We don't get into 5:30. Like, traffic might change that slightly. You know, you've got your evening plans. You've got dinner to eat. You've got things to do. And then sometimes your Saturdays are full and I can't make a yoga class.
Yeah, we need to get a bit more.
Yeah.
Sorry, morning.
My other achievement, we've got some good achievements in work.
Yeah, definitely.
Not going to tell you all, just because... You know, I'm a big cheese at work.
Actually run our own company.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
But... We actually made a company, guys. We
I
made
feel
a bank.
Like, knowledge-wise, we've done in work, we've developed a lot this year.
Yeah.
If you asked me this time last year for quite a few things, I'd be like, I've got absolutely no idea what you're talking about. Whereas now, well, I'm an educated guess.
Yeah. I would also like to say I've improved my Excel skills.
That's...
Because Emily's an Excel whiz.
Well, not quite.
You did a few classes.
I can do okay on Excel. I can hold myself on Excel.
Yeah.
Oh my God, did I tell you about my Excel Christmas quiz?
No.
So this guy's a real Excel whiz. So my manager invited the Excel whiz to our team meeting to do a Christmas quiz that he created using Excel.
Wow.
And you, like, put in the the sum of the scores that you get, and it like totals up, and then it's got like a, you click a button and it spins and it gives you a category.
Wow.
I mean, you've got to be pretty clever to do that on Excel. You just Google one, but you know what? I was impressed. It was dedication. So maybe some better Excel skills would be good to grow this year.
Yeah. I'm quite impressed by my, I'm not that level, but I'm impressed by my Excel skills.
I hear that.
Favourite moments of the year? I'll start off. I liked, I saw Taylor Swift. That was a good moment.
Good moment.
Seagull also stole my burger that same day. Good moment. Had a lot of fun nights out.
Yeah.
A lot of fun hangovers. Yeah. All been good. Not as many near crashes in the cars, but that's still been fun. What else? I've eaten a lot of nice food.
You know what I think was kind of major? Seeing the Northern Lights in the UK.
Yes.
That was cool.
That was cool. What else have I
done? Nice coffees. What a good one.
Thank you.
Still on the hunt for our favourite coffee, but we've had some good coffees.
Very good coffees. I do love a fun coffee. You know, like a flavoured frappuccino.
Yeah.
I love a frappuccino that has a, you know, it's got a shot of coffee in, but it just tastes like an Oreo milkshake. Yeah. I'm just like, wow, this is the life.
This is the life.
I paid £5 for this and I'm really enjoying this. What else?
I feel like we did some good travelling this year. We went to I went to a couple of new countries. We went to Dublin, which we'd never been to before. That was quite cool.
I went to Asia. I went to Bangkok.
Yes, you did. That was cool.
Yeah.
I think the podcast is a pretty big achievement this year.
Yeah. We've kept it alive for a year.
We've kept it alive for a year. We haven't quit on you guys.
No.
Celebrated another year of podcasting and another year of birthdays. We've made it into our 20s. Yeah, I was going to say second
decade.
No, this is our third decade. We've completed two decades.
No.
And we're now in our third decade of life. That is one hell of an achievement. Yeah. That we've seen a lot of live music this year, which I've appreciated. Love a bit of live music.
Been to a couple. We saw Fred again.
We saw Fred again. That was an achievement. Bloody hell.
That was a major highlight. Is this new?
It's Marjorie's. I stole it from her. On loan. I'll give it back.
Is this like shark roller brush?
She's quite chunky, yeah. It's a big tool. Well, that's the bit that gets hot. It's like a multi-tool. It's like a hairdryer, but it also straightens your hair. But you can also whoosh the ends.
That's very funky.
It's very funky.
She's heavy.
She is heavy.
She's quite heavy, like.
Yeah.
Right, sorry about that. This switch delay, guys. What else have we done this year? We avoided teen pregnancy.
Woohoo! And I think overall, good year.
Yeah,
I've very happy. Really enjoyed this year, you know?
Me too. When I was younger once, I remember I was walking out of primary school with my dad, and I said, I think 2012 was my best year ever. And my dad was like, really? You should look at the year you're living in. If you don't think that's your best year, you need to change something.
Wow.
You know, push yourself out of your comfort zone more, like do more things, do this or do that to make sure that, put more effort in with people to make sure that's the year.
That's, you know what? I think that's a brilliant quote.
Mm.
If the year you're can we say it again? Can we say it again, please?
I don't quite know how to say it.
If the year were,
if the year you're living in isn't your best year, you need to change.
Love
or
it.
You need to change it.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Love that. One last thing that was a good achievement. We had a viral TikTok this year.
Yes, we did.
Do not forget about that.
You know what we do? That is our resolution is to actually post on social media.
Yeah, we'll get better, guys. I promise. We'll try our very best. Yeah.
I want to be incognito on my private social media, and I want to be everywhere on the Surviving Girlhood.
Yeah. And I hope you get... So I've just done a quick check. 289,000 views.
Wow,
don't know who we think we are.
Would you say you've got a dumb moment of the year?
Have you got one?
I've got a couple.
Okay, can you start?
First one was when that seagull ate my burger.
Yep.
Second one was that time I went on a night out. And I went a bit crazy, checked my bank the next day, and I thought fraud was in my account. Someone had, like, done fraudulent activity. Bring my bank up and tell them, and they're kind of like, oh, these were all done in the same bar. But, like, a couple were in the photo booth, a couple were there, a couple there, and I was like, oh, my God. It's like, I just went too crazy that night. It was me.
It was me. Don't worry, no fraud.
I just thought I was a millionaire that night. Not another moment.
My bad one was I walked into a meeting, sat down, and thought I was in it.
That
and
was
the
a good
guy
one.
had to say to me, "Are you meant to be here?" And I had to. It felt like the walk of shame. I had to get up and leave.
Funny though, not embarrassing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a story.
Yeah. Well, guys, I think we'll love you and leave you.
Yeah. Happy 2025.
2025.
May this be the best year you've ever lived.
Yeah, and if it's not.
Change it.
Come on the podcast. Come on the podcast.
Keep surviving, guys.
Bye. Bye.